After closing their doors at the beginning of July, LaRonge's scattered site outreach program has reopened weeks before they thought they'd be able to. Ron Wojtowicz is the executive director of the Keekanack Friendship Center, which oversees the program. He says they were able to open on July 13th after receiving provincial funding.
We're happy that it is. You know, the bottom line is that scattered sites is a very integral part of LaRonge.
Wojtowicz says with the funding, they rehired their two permanent employees. The program had closed in early July due to a lack of funds. The Métis Nation Saskatchewan has launched a new program to help cancer patients with their travel costs for treatment. The MNS says cancer treatment is only available in the province's major urban centers, and there's no longer a public bus service. Applicants will have to provide proof of MNS citizenship, residence, have access to a vehicle and driver, and contact information of attending clinic. Gas and parking costs are eligible for reimbursement. A court will have to decide whether the federal government is in breach of a cost-sharing agreement over the Gunner mine site cleanup. Energy and Resources Minister Bronwyn Ayer has been looking for support from northern leaders. She wants them to pressure Ottawa to contribute more to the cost of remediation. Saskatchewan is suing Ottawa, alleging a breach of an earlier agreement. A spokesperson for the federal natural resources minister says the federal government believes it has complied with the funding agreements and will defend that in court. RCMP have laid charges following a five-month cattle theft investigation. In June, investigators searched Caprina Farms and Ranching near Janson in the RM of Prairie Rose. Police say the search led to the recovery of stolen cattle from Saskatchewan and Alberta. A 59-year-old man and a 59-year-old woman are charged with theft of cattle, trafficking stolen cattle, fraudulently marking cattle, and causing animals to be in distress. The City of Edmonton will require face coverings on public transit and at city facilities beginning on August 1st. Mayor Don Iveson says the city is the latest municipality to mandate masks to slow the spread of COVID-19.
This decision was not taken lightly, but our administration made it because it will help keep Edmontonians safe from COVID-19, enhance confidence in their city's services, and help ensure our overall economic restart is a success.
The Alberta government is encouraging the use of masks, especially in indoor settings where physical distancing is difficult. Researchers using data from seismic stations in 117 countries have noticed a huge drop in human-caused noise. The drop followed restrictions brought in to limit the spread of COVID-19. UBC Professor Mika McKinnon says the quiet period is being called the anthropause.
In our seismic signals, we can even see things like if there's a very tight match and an amazing goal and everybody jumping on their feet and screaming is enough to make the ground wiggle and shake hard enough for us to pick it up on our seismometers. Like, we're good at this. We see it all the time. But we've never seen everywhere in the entire world get this much quieter this quickly.
McKinnon says the data from this quiet period will help scientists detect more earthquakes. The BC Children's Advocate says an investigation into injuries and deaths among Métis children in government care are troubling. Jennifer Charlesworth has issued a report. She analyzed data from 2015 to 2017. It shows sexualized violence is the most common type of injury among females. Métis children were rarely placed with Métis families and were not being connected with their culture. The report examines 183 injuries that were reported for 117 Métis children and youth. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says it's time for Justin Trudeau to step down as prime minister over the We Charity controversy. Scheer adds that the investigation of a multi-million dollar contract awarded to We Charity by the Liberals should be expanded beyond the Commons Ethics and Finance Committees. He says it should include the police, the lobbying commissioner, and the elections commissioner.
We want the RCMP to investigate. We want the lobbying commissioner to investigate. There were allegations at committee about what we does with the data collected and who it provides that to. We need clarity on that. We need to get to the bottom of that. And if there is more to substantiate those allegations, obviously we'll have more to say about that as it relates to the elections commissioner as well.
Scheer says Trudeau and Finance Minister Bill Morneau must resign despite the ongoing pandemic. And as many as 30,000 people in Newfoundland and Labrador are out of luck. The Supreme Court of Canada has ruled their class action lawsuit involving video lottery terminals cannot proceed. The proposed class action involved the Atlantic Lottery Corporation's VLT games. The group claimed the games were inherently deceptive, addictive, and illegal under the criminal code.